Elizabeth Beltran Larios struggled with her identity for much of her childhood. She was born in Oakland, but was raised in a small town south of Jalisco, Mexico. Growing up, she felt alienated from the Catholic Church because of her sexual orientation. But her exposure to Buddhism in college helped her come to terms with who she is and what she believes. She sat down in the StoryCorps booth to share her story of this transformation.
With me, like, religion has always been a difficult topic in my life. My family is very cultural, very traditional, so of course we have to go to church every Sunday. I remember that I didn't really like it, but I mean, it was good spiritually. But when I was a teenager, there was a clash because I discovered that I was, like, bisexual, and that didn't fit with my religion. When I was a kid, it seemed like a no-no, a taboo. You can't do that if you're Catholic. And so I felt alienated and out of the norm. And I remember that religion didn't really help me. If anything, it made me feel more depressed. Like, God is not going to like me. I'm going to go to hell. I just remember that it was a difficult situation in my life, especially when I was finding my identity. So I decided to stay away from religion for a while. When I was in college, I went through, I had a class of Buddhism, and our teacher taught us about that. And I remember being a little bit reluctant because I was like, I don't want to know about religion if, you know, I'm going to feel like an outcast. But then I learned about El Octuple Sendero, which is like the 8 steps of Buddhism. And one of the greatest things they taught me is that suffering is something that cannot be avoided. And they told us that what matters is how you deal with suffering. You have to learn that things will never stay. Like, you will never be young forever. You will never be healthy forever. You will never have your family members with you forever. So that taught me carpe diem, seize the day. You know, life is not, it's not there for us. Like, we should not take it for granted. We should enjoy life, our family members, our connections, because they will be gone one day when we least expect it. And I think spiritually I felt cleansed, happy. And it didn't really matter my identity, my sexual identity. And so I think religion has helped me come to terms with who I am and to deal with pain, you know, knowing that nothing will stay forever.